Good morning. Thanks for tuning in. Well, the futures are suggesting that the ASX 200 is going to kick off with a gain of around 0.4%. You'd probably be taking that with a pinch of salt, or at least being mindful of the extent to which buyers are prepared to support a positive start, given the impulses that we saw in Northern Hemisphere markets last night. So the trend was quite a downbeat one overall. Any gains were difficult to be sustained, although it must be said the markets acquitted themselves reasonably well in the US in terms of being able to recover from an early deficit, but the gains weren't able to be sustained, as I mentioned. So at the end of the session, we saw losses in the order of about 0.1% for the Dow, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ. But it's what lies beneath the surface that is going to create some headwinds for the local market today. So we'll go in reverse order in terms of what we saw last night. Of course, the world's attention was focused on Jerome Powell. He was addressing the US Senate Banking Committee last night. It was a wide-ranging conversation, obviously a bit of grandstanding. The representative from Alabama accused Mr. Powell of failing in the American public. That was obviously aimed at the headlines that would be read by his constituents back in the South. The bottom line is that there was probably a more candid response on the part of the Fed chairman last night in terms of talking about the probabilities surrounding a recession. And that certainly got a lot of headlines as far as the press was concerned, and you'll be seeing a lot of that in the local press today. The reality is that this has already been in the calculations of the markets, and that was weighing on sentiment a little bit, and that tended to see an underperformance where the resource stocks were concerned. So that's part of the reason why you tended to see declines for commodities. Oil was down by around 3% when it came to the US benchmark. Metals prices were generally weaker. Nickel, for example, on the London Metals Exchange was down by around 3%. We saw the decline in long-term interest rates also reflected in that. So 10-year Treasury notes were down by about 13 basis points. So when you look at the S&P 500, at its worst, it was down by more than 1%. And so that was at the open, and it did well to climb back, and at its highs it was up by about 1%, and that was probably a reflection of that fall in bond yields. But by the end, the market just couldn't hold on. So the reason, one of the reasons why you saw the markets open up in negative territory on Wall Street, was the performance of European markets. So there are a range of factors weighing on sentiment there. There is a new round of concerns relating to the situation between the Ukraine and Russia in geopolitical terms. But we saw the UK inflation figures released last night, a new 40-year high, just above expectations of 9.1%. The evidence is that we're still on the way to a peak as far as European inflation is concerned. And given the stance, at least, of the European Central Bank, there's a lot of work that needs to be done to corral that outcome. And that's what's worrying investors, that they are not even out of the blocks at this stage. So that was one of the reasons why the German DAX, at its worst, was down by about 2.4%, and it finished with a decline of around 1%. But just unpicking the UK inflation numbers, the retail prices up by 11.7% over the course of the last year. Wholesale prices had their biggest increase since the late 70s. Fuel up by about 33% over the course of the last 12 months. And that's really just one side of the story. You know, it's really the supply side of the equation that is as big an issue as anything. We talk about interest rates containing the demand side, but it's really the supply side that is equally concerning in relation to that pathway for inflation moderating that doesn't seem to be evident yet. So investors are worried that central banks are going to have to really clamp down on interest rates to get some sort of traction. And that's part of why the stocks are fidgety again. So on the local front, as I said, you'd be skeptical as to whether or not the market's going to be able to hold on to that 0.4% improvement that the futures are suggesting. But keep an eye on them. The Aussie dollar is a little bit weaker at 64.3 US cents.